Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie, have I ever told you about the two things that make me more mad than pretty much anything in this world?
Probably. Probably, yeah.
Well, let me remind you.
After this much time, yeah.
Those two things. One.
Littering, right?
Well, I will get to that one. The first is people who don't return their shopping carts.
Yeah.
I just
I'm aware of that one.
Hate when I'm driving and there's a shopping cart in the parking lot. 99% of the time, it's laziness. Disabled people or elderly who can't move all that well, I cut you some slack. But those who don't return shopping carts, just flat out lazy. And two, littering, specifically people who throw cigarette butts on the ground.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yep.
Absolutely hate it. And it's you people that are the reason for this report.
Out of CBS News, the plastic straw has been at the forefront of conversations about damaging man-made waste. But cigarette butts have turned out to be an even bigger problem. The BBC says an estimated 4.5 million cigarette butts are littered globally every year, and their effects are incredibly harmful. A study led by Cambridge University found that cigarette butts left in grass and soil cause stunt plant growth. The study also suggests that cigarette butts are the most pervasive man-made contaminant and the most littered item worldwide. Researchers found that this waste cuts down the germination process of grass by 10% and shortens the shoot length of clover by up to 28%. I don't speak grass growth, but all that's bad.
That sounds pretty nasty.
Slowing down the growth of plants. Most cigarette butts contain a filter made of cellulose acetate fiber and can cause the same damage to plant growth as unsmoked cigarettes. The problem also extends to the Earth's oceans. The conversation reported cigarette butts comprise up to 40% of all litter found in coastal and urban litter cleanup since the 1980s. Although cigarettes themselves are biodegradable, the filers, is that what they mean? Filers are not, or do they mean filters?
Filters.
Filters are not. There's a typo in the story. And could take years to break down in the environment, even accumulating at the bottom of the sea. Some have suggested banning the filters outright, citing their benefits are minimal compared to the impact on the plant. Earlier this year, a California lawmaker introduced a bill seeking to outlaw cigarette filters in an attempt to reduce tobacco product waste. Do you know why straws get more of the attention?
Why is that?
Because they cause restaurants money. Restaurants want to get rid of straws. I mean, yeah, helping the environment is nice and all. But don't think for a second that the, you know, request a straw movement is not at least somewhat about money. Restaurant, those caught, you know, every little bit costs a restaurant money. And so if they are using fewer straws, they are saving money. The cigarette butt thing, not going to save anybody any money.
No, I see it all the time, and people just flick their cigarette butt out the window. And I'm not saying that if you properly dispose of a cigarette butt, ergo put it in your ashtray and then dump the ashtray when you're done into a garbage or whatever, you're doing anything for the environment. But at least we get those things off the street. It's all styrofoam, right? Like, isn't a cigarette butt just a squishy styrofoam?
I've never picked up a cigarette ever.
I mean, it's just a squishy foam, styrofoam, non-biodegradable fiberglass.
I'm surprised you're saying styrofoam. Cigarette filter, what does that mean? It's a good question. Styrofoam would make sense because we know how damaging that is. We know that that doesn't break down.
Right.
I'm looking to
fiberglass,
see what...
Fiberglass, isn't that thing made out of that?
All right, let's see. Wikipedia will tell me. Wikipedia knows everything.
Of course.
Well, it's that cellulose acetate fiber that I told you about, and I don't know what that is exactly. Paper or activated charcoal.
Okay.
That's what the filters are made out of.
Either way, it doesn't break down. It's not biodegradable. It
Formaldehyde?
See,
asbestos?
These are all the good things you're putting in your body when you smoke.
Man.
Formaldehyde, asbestos, fiberglass if you smoke menthol. I mean, that's even before we get into the chemical-y stuff. Right.
So the effort in California is to just make cigarettes without a filter. I have never smoked.
Yeah.
You want the filter? You need the
filter? Well, the filter makes it a lot less harsh. You don't get the stuff in your mouth if the thing's not rolled real well. Look, smoking a cigarette, if somebody rolls you a cigarette, there's a good chance you're getting that tobacco in your mouth.
Yeah.
There's a good chance, unless they're really good at rolling it and it's packed the right way. And but most people don't. But those that do buy their own loose leaf tobacco, like people who buy it for pipes, no, you can go out and buy it, whatever, but you can buy it and people roll their own. The mainstream smoker, which is 95% of smokers, smoke what you buy in the store. And that comes with that filter that is on the ground, not biodegradable. I don't know what the alternative to this is.
Well, let me tell you a couple things.
All right.
So the normal lifespan of a discarded filter is thought to be up to 15 years. So it will break down eventually. But the cigarette butt that you throw out your window, and we see people do it every day, going to be there for 15 years. Keep that in mind. Here's what some states have done in order to fight this. And it'll be interesting. Again, it's just not as sexy as the plastic straws. The plastic straw movement is sexy because it's it appeals to the environmentalists. You can use the paper straws instead.
Have
those
you gone
break down more
with
quickly.
With a paper straw yet?
I feel like they're everywhere.
Okay.
I feel like I've been all over the place that have them. For sure, though, people, and this is a weird, it's just a weird change in society. As somebody that goes to restaurants a lot, for sure, I have to ask for a straw more often than not. If I want a straw in a restaurant, more often than not, it's not just there. I have to request it, which is kind of annoying. But fine. I mean, if that's what I have to do, fine. A lot of governments are starting to impose penalties that are pretty high for the littering of cigarette filters. Do you have any idea what the ticket is for texting and driving around here? Any clue? $100 maybe?
No, it's like 30 or something like that.
Washington State imposes a penalty for littering cigarette filters, $1,025.
Wait, say that again?
$1,025 fine if you are caught littering a cigarette filter in the state of Washington.
Good.
So we often say sometimes that fines seem just kind of symbolic, that people would text and drive less if we made that fine actually have some teeth in it.
$60 in Kansas
make
for texting.
Make the fine $1,000 and see what that does.
I'll bet those streets, and I don't know, I haven't spent any time in the state of Washington. I want to know how strictly that's enforced, because that's a ballsy fine.
Now, my guess is Washington for being, I'm going to connect some dots here that maybe people don't like that I'm going to connect, but Washington State, one of our more liberal states, mm-hmm. really environmentally friendly state, really focuses on the environment because of all the water and all the fishing that's there. And I'm going to guess the rate of smoking in Washington State, not the highest in the country. You know what I mean? And so that's probably how that fine passed. My guess is that smoking is demonized in Washington State even more than in a lot of places, just because there's so much of a focus on the environment anyway. How many resources go into imposing that $1,000 fine? I don't know, but it's kind of like the public shaming for, you know, drinking and driving and that kind of thing. The thing about the fine is you got to catch someone doing it. You know, you got to see that moment where someone, and usually people throw their cigarette butts out as they're driving down the road. Now, the thing about Washington State, particularly Seattle, you have a lot more people walking that are probably just tossing their cigarette butts out as they're walking. So maybe they're easier to catch, but you got to catch them first.
Washington is one of the lower ranked states.
Yeah.
You know, the two lowest ranked states for smoking are in this country, and they are politically opposite.
No idea.
Utah.
Okay.
And California.
Yeah, California.
Two of the two lowest in the country for smoking rate. Washington's near it. Oregon, Washington, that whole left side. Highest smoking rate in the country is 1, 2, 3.
Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
West Virginia's been in the news on this show lot lately.
Tobacco is grown there. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Kentucky, Louisiana, West Virginia, your top three.
Here's my question for people. Do you care? Do you care when I tell you that cigarette butts are a far bigger problem for the environment than the plastic straws that are getting all the attention? And do you care enough that we should look at putting some pretty major fines on it? Or do you just not care? I think some people just don't care.
I think this area doesn't care because, A, they just view the plastic straw thing as stupid. So, therefore, this has to be stupid. And, B, we got a lot of smokers around here who would be very upset with a $500 fine if the cops saw them flick their cigarette butt out their window on the corner of, you know, 12th and whatever.
But I got to think that even smokers recognize that tossing your cigarette butt out the window and throwing it on the ground is wrong. Because most people I know who smoke acknowledge it's a dirty habit and wish they didn't do it. And I got to think that even if you're a smoker, you recognize that littering is bad and that you shouldn't be doing it.
576-7798. Is Jamie right? I think Jamie's wrong.
What am I right or wrong about?
I don't think people care about littering.
That's what I just said. I don't think they care. I think they acknowledge that it's wrong.
But
my question is, do people in general care? Maybe it's a do you care about the environment question. But when I tell you that cigarette butts are a bigger problem for the environment than the plastic straws, is it something that even bothers you? Or are you just like, man, I don't smoke, so I don't really care?
576-7798. I don't even think smokers give a rat's behind. I think they're going to be mad if there's a $500 or $1,000 fine.
Why can't you just throw your cigarette butt in your ashtray in your car and get rid of it the next time you go to get gas? Or the next time you get home and toss it in your garbage can?
Odds are they don't use the ashtray in their car.
Oh, because we don't have them in cars as much as we used to. But throw it away. I keep a garbage can in my car, little one. Throw it in your garbage can and throw it away when you get home.
When I used to smoke, hold it out the window, let the wind take the hots off. Once the hots are out, put it in your pocket. Put it in the little thing on your door, you know, where your handle is. Put it in a trash can. Put it in a trash bag. Put it, whatever.
It's bad enough that you smoke, and that's fine. That's your choice, and that you're, you know, contaminating the people's lungs around you. But throw your cigarette butt in the garbage.
Is it a big deal to you? 576-7798 is the phone number. Turns out cigarette butts are worse off for the environment than plastic straws. But, Jamie, does anybody care?
So there's new research out that CBS News is reporting on saying, even though the plastic straws are the things that have gotten all the attention, the cigarette butts are worse by a lot. I don't know if the straws are just more of a U.S. thing, but globally, the biggest problem for the environment are the cigarette butts across the globe. Like 40% of what we have that will not break down quickly is from cigarette butts. And so some states like Washington have imposed a fine of $1,000 if you are caught littering a cigarette butt as a way to cut down on that.
I would like to do research on that and see how many $1,000 fines get levied every day. How often they are fining people.
Let me see if I can find that out.
And wouldn't you like to see the video of that? Like some dude throws his cigarette butt on the ground. Cop happens to be sitting in his car, watches him do it. He gets up to him, writes him the ticket. And then the guy is like, all right, let me look at this. And it's a $1,000 fine, and the look on his face. I would love to see that because it's one of my two big pet peeves, people who throw cigarette butts out their window or just on the ground. 576-7798. Jeff is in Overland Park. Jeff, you're on KMBZ.
Hey, yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I hate the cigarette butts on the ground. We live on a pretty busy street, and you know, we'll have 10 or 15 almost every day sitting in our yard or sidewalk right in front of our house, make it look like we're chain smoking out there.
Right, like people just walk by. Like, I don't understand if you live in a suburb, Jeff, you live in Overland Park, I don't understand the idea of smoking and just dropping it in front of somebody's house. I just don't get that.
Yeah, and about the Washington thing, as I texted in, I was up there last month, and there were 3 smoke shops within walking distance of our Airbnb. And there are people waiting for one that said, be back in 10 minutes. It's probably 10, 15 deep. And the other thing is, I think the straws are getting more attention because probably more people use those plastic straws than smoke cigarettes in the world.
Yeah, probably. No doubt.
But again, they're sexy because restaurants, they cost restaurants money. And so there is, you know, a group of businesses that has skin in that game of keeping you from using the straws.
Yeah, I mean, everybody you know drinks out of a straw. Not everybody you know smokes Camels.
So while we're waiting for a couple of calls here, you were asking how much do they issue these fines. So I just, real quickly, Q13 Fox out of Olympia, Washington, did a story. This is just from last summer, but last July, Washington State Patrol troopers stopped 40 cars in the last 6 weeks after a driver or passenger was suspected of throwing a cigarette butt out the car window. 16 of the citations of $1,025 were issued. State troopers had made 239 stops for improperly discarding a cigarette so far this year. 80 citations were issued.
Do it.
This is no joke in Washington State, because when you have fines of $1,025, you can put more officers out there whose job it is to enforce things like this. Are we listening now about the texting and driving?
What was the total number of tickets issued? So 80 this year?
This is a story out of July 2018. Okay, I couldn't find any more recent stories. Yeah. But this was a story said in the 6 weeks before they did this story, they stopped 40 cars where they were suspected of throwing a cigarette butt out the car window. And out of those 40, issued 16 citations. Okay, so $16,000 they made just out of the 40 stops.
Wow.
State troopers made 239 stops for improperly discarding a cigarette in the first half of 2018. And they issued citations to a quarter of the people they stopped. 80 citations times $1,000 a pop.
In the state. That's great.
And just in the first half of the year.
So, in theory, you made $160,000 just by the state cops. Not the local cops. Just the state cops. I mean, the local cops that you mentioned, the first...
96,000. 16 plus
more.
80.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So when you take it seriously... Oh, and here's... See, this is another reason. This is smart. This is why, in part, because they have such a problem with wildfires that discarding cigarette butts cut... So again, there's money in that.
Yep.
And but whatever the reason, make the fine really big.
Love it.
You put more resources into police enforcing it, and then you catch people doing it.
I would love to
it's
see.
Amazing how that works.
Do it, Governor Parson.
Yeah.
Do it, Governor Kelly. We got two beautiful states. Cigarette butts are dirty and gross.
It is interesting. Like, why are we afraid to put really high fines on things that we don't want people to do? Why is the fine for texting and driving $60 or whatever it is?
It's in Kansas 60, and there isn't one.
Why isn't it higher? Why not? Why are we afraid to put really big fines on things like that? It works.
Yeah, it
does.
People
stop doing it, or you have the resources to catch them.
Let's go to Tom in Belton. Tom, you're currently smoking a cigarette right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. But what I do, I work outside, and a lot of times, you know, the no smoking policy at work, but at the same time, you don't want to flick a cigarette butt on the customer's property. So what I do is I just flick it out and step on it and then take the, you know, the cherry of the cigarette and the tobacco. I flick it out and I take the cigarette butt and I put it in my back pocket. And I've actually got burned on that a couple times.
On your butt?
Number one. No, not like that. No, it aggravated the heck out of my wife because the cigarette butts went up in the washer or dryer. And then one time, because I work out of state a lot and I stay in hotel rooms, the hotel thought I was smoking in the room, and it was just the smell from the cigarette butts in my back pocket. And I had to sit there and literally show them and argue with them, hey, I don't need to be charged $300. I wasn't smoking in a room.
I mean, I used to, when I would walking around, put it out on the bottom of your shoe. Walk bottom of your shoe, scrape it on the ground, put it in your pocket, throw them out the next garbage can you see. Tom, thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go to Andy in Lenexa. What's up, Andy?
I used to be a smoker probably 10, 15 years ago, and I switched over to vaping. Not only because it's cleaner and, you know, it doesn't smell bad, but I'm a motorcycle rider. And I don't have any kind of a fairing on the front of my motorcycle, and there's not too much that's worse than taking a cigarette butt to the face at 70 miles an hour. June bugs take a close second, but a cigarette butt to the face is the worst.
Yeah, but so at least June bugs provide protein. Like, I mean, you know, you can eat that bad boy on accident, yeah. But if you eat a cigarette butt, that's gross.
Yeah, so if you guys are driving down the highway, not you two specifically,
yeah.
But for the listening audience, if you're driving down the highway, please be conscious of any motorcycles behind you. That's all I got, guys. Thank you.
Hey, Andy, thank you. Conversations on our Facebook page. You want to read it, you can. Facebook.com/981KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.